Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, for anyone who's walked past Bambino's on Stephen Street in Dublin, you will have noticed the sizable queue outside the front door, which never ceases to die down. I was feeling a bit peckish today, so I've popped in for a slice and a chat with the owners and founders of Bambino's, Nick DeMayo and Shane Windrum. Lads, this is a great business, and I'm delighted to be here. I had to come early before the customers because I didn't want to get in the way of operations. But Nick, maybe you tell us about how the business started and how you've found this place.
So it actually started kind of during lockdown. Shane and I were on a Zoom call with a bunch of friends. We were having a few drinks. It carried on late into the evening, and we were the last men standing and ended up talking about pizza. And we didn't really talk about opening a business, but we just kind of felt that there was like a lack of location for a New York style slice in town. And we kind of didn't really talk about it again. And then I saw that this place was available and rang Shane, and I was like, here, man, let's just open a slice shop. And he was in a position where he could leave where he was working. And we just kind of went off with it.
Before we talk to Shane, so you're American, you absolutely understand the slice shop concept, which, you know, many of us who've spent time in America dined on slices for years because they were affordable, they were good, they were hot, they filled a gap. But I suppose, did you have to educate the market on this side of the pond?
Yeah, actually, a little bit. I think for a lot of Americans, a slice of pizza is more of a snack than a meal. And when we first opened, we were often asked how many slices will fill us or whatever. And now people kind of grab a slice on the run, and that's kind of what we're meant to be. I think people are used to maybe a sit-down experience and rather than just a grab-and-go.
Shane, tell us about the operation here. I know people are in here bright and early, like ourselves this morning, before the queues start. But talk to me about the operation. What's involved here?
Yeah, so I suppose like we start at like 6 or 7 a.m., we get all our deliveries in. The guys will produce the dough upstairs. And like we'd make everything in-house, obviously, and we've a very small building, so it's a bit of a challenge, you know. We obviously never expected to be as busy as we are, and like it's a small building, so it's kind of been a bit of a juggling game, you know, because we're kind of like queues start at 12, they go in all day. So, yeah, I suppose like it's the production's upstairs, service happens here, and we run for about 12, 13 hours a day.
So you've really had to, I suppose, work the building to the demand, which isn't ideal. This is not a, if you were looking at a greenfield site, this is not what you'd choose.
No, like, I mean, obviously we're delighted with the location. It's worked out very well for us, but, like, we're delighted with it, but, like, we're definitely short on space, you know?
Tell me about the queues and the psychology around queues. If someone sees a queue, does it, there's two things you can do. You can say, I'm going to be part of that because if all those people are queuing, I want to be there. Or if not, I'm going to go away because that place looks too busy. What's the psychology?
I do feel that a queue attracts people. I don't think that a lot of people realize that it goes pretty quickly. Like, you know, it's 10, 15 minutes at times. But I think there's definitely like a buzz around the location and it does attract people. It also kind of repulses people as well, so it kind of has a mixed effect.
Also as well, in a business where there's queues, keeping staff motivated, like as in you look up across the counter if you're a staff member and you just see a sea of people coming towards you. How do you manage the situation around that to keep staff engaged, to keep them positive? Because it's a tough business.
Yeah, well, I mean, we pay them well. We reward them as much as possible. And you're right, like, the queue is relentless. And as much as our pizza is a great slice of pizza, it's really a business that's propelled by our staff and how kind of good they are and how they've all bought into what we're doing, treating everyone, you know, kindly. But at the same time, there's hundreds of people they have to get through every single day. So, like, yeah, the staff are really what makes the business.
There's a second outlet now up on Lower Baggot Street. How's that going?
Yeah, like, it's fantastic. Like, it's very helpful for us to have a second location. It definitely has, like, taken the heat a little bit off this place, but like we, you know, this particular branch has been like just wild, so it's never going to hit the highs of this place, but like it's fine, it's going well.
Right. Let's go behind the scenes and have a look, lads. I can see there's pizza's been made. You might just walk us through the operation. So we'll have a look here and we can see. Okay, for our listeners who can't see this, we're looking at a deck oven, three big decks. There's also three trolleys that I can see with about 25 big pizzas on each trolley. So walk us through the process, if you would, Shane.
Yeah, so I suppose when we first started, we would start at about 10 a.m. ahead of a 12 o'clock start, and very quickly we realised, like, you know, the pizzas are baked fresh, but if we don't get a good head start, it just becomes very slow. And apart from, like, everything, we wanted to make the queue move quickly because we realised people wouldn't stick around too long. So we do get a head start from about, like, 9 a.m. The guys will start kind of getting the oven going and, like, really, like, start baking. But, like, all that pizza will be gone very, very quickly. Yeah. But this is basically just, like, a head start on the day. And without that, we'd be, like, you know.
So is the what's the optimum time to serve somebody a slice of pizza? What do you deem as the, I suppose, acceptable limits?
I mean, we just try to get through it as quickly as possible. I like sometimes we'll look at the stats and the figures, and like in our busiest moments, we can serve a customer. There'll be a transaction every 40 seconds, wow, which is mad. And you know, for us, it's like, okay, we don't really push the speed side of it. For us, it's more about the quality and delivering, you know, like a uniform kind of experience for every single person, regardless of how long it takes.
What about the menu? The slice, the different varieties. Sometimes simplicity is your friend, and that's what I love about this operation, is that it's grounded in simplicity.
Well, that was the basis. Like before this, I had a restaurant and bar, and we had like 22 beers on draft. Here we have one beer. There's a lot of moving parts, and I think for this, you're right, it was like the simplicity was most attractive. Like small menu, we're selling really one product, and that's it, and we're just trying to do it as good as possible. And I think it's kind of reflected in its popularity.
Yeah. What about the price points again? It's when we hear about, you know, the cost of living challenges that are out there, we've seen the attrition rates around hospitality businesses. To be at a price point of what, 6 to 8 euros?
I mean, a cheese slice is a fiver, and like we like want to keep that for as long as possible. Luckily, our costs haven't gone up too much, so it's been the same since we opened 3 years ago. Like, you can get two slices for a tenner, which is like, you know, it'll fill you. It's delicious. You know, there's a lot of care put into the slice, so I think it's a really good deal.
Yeah. In terms of the guys behind here throwing the dough and making the pizzas, do you do the training in-house yourself, or do people arrive with skills?
Yeah, so like I think like at the start, what we were doing was quite different from a lot of the pizzerias that we were like getting our staff from. I'd worked in like Neapolitan pizza before, and this is actually quite a different thing altogether. So like we kind of really had to learn as we were setting it up. Like when we opened this place, I'd never made a New York style pizza, and it was actually quite different. So most people come in, they might have some level of pizza making skill, but we have to train basically everyone to make Bambino style pizza. Yeah.
So, Nick, when American tourists arrive here, do they feel they're home?
Well, America's a big place, so I don't know. I don't know if someone from Arkansas feels at home in here. But, no, we've gotten pretty big compliments from people from New York, because it's New York-style pizza. Like, to people who've, like, lived in Brooklyn and say, like, oh, this is as good, if not better, than what we had. And I think it's, like, our ingredient sourcing is something, like, we kind of take very, very seriously. Like, we get, like, Italian tomatoes. We use good flour. There's like Irish dairy. And I actually think we have like potentially an unfair advantage over places in New York because our ingredients are naturally better from where we're positioned in the world. So, yeah, we're lucky in that sense.
Now, I couldn't come all this way from News Talk to Stephen Street, which is all of 100 yards, without tasting some of the pizza. I'm going for the cheese slice. Shane, you might just describe for our listeners what we got here and all the TLC that went into the making of this wonderful slice.
Yeah, sure. So the dough is made with a mix of organic flours that we get from the UK with sourdough. which we don't really talk about, but I think it adds to the flavour. And then it's like amazing tomatoes we have from a very small producer. We've got Irish low moisture mozzarella, Grana Padano, 18 month old, similar to Parmesan, and then a Fior de Latte from Tunesbridge in West Cork. So,
It's all here, folks. I'm going to taste it now. Oh, yeah, this is good. Magnificent. That is truly delicious pizza. At 9:35 in the morning, before the crowds arrive here. Nick and Shane, thanks again. Wonderful, wonderful pizza.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming. It's great to talk to you.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.